JFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Congratulations on the not guilty verdict, Freak Dad.
Oh, Father's Day cards.
One to the best vice presidential father a lesbian daughter could ever have. Thanks for being too lazy to use birth control, Dad. Okay, here's one. The new secretary in your office, you hitting that? You hitting that? Okay, here's a happy Father's Day to a dad whose vision is blurry from Viagra. Viagra. Dad, could you and Mom please take my conception video off the internet? Okay, here's another card. If what Mom told me is true, give this card to the UPS guy.
One more, Dave.
If surgery goes as planned, next year I'll be wishing you a happy Mother's Day.
Yes, I do.
Dad, good Lord, you're a pathetic old man. Just die already. Well, that's a little rough, isn't it? Okay, you may be 90 years old, but you still look better than Letterman. All right, and finally, Dad, stop walking around in your underpants. You look like Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, sure, boy. It's the Don and Mike Show, boy. Yeah, sure. It's sure. Funny, right?
Sure, boy.
Big, 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 bigger than big, bigger than big, 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 big. Bang, bang, sure. Bang, bang, bang.
Sure, boy.
Why do you favor rape?
Sure. Well, yeah. Daddy's.
Yeah, but you're big, bigger than big, big.
Daddy's Day.
Daughter Day.
Daughter Day. let's see. Who is the guy that we like the best?
Michael. Like? That's the guy with a bag of weed, trip to Atlantic City, then in New York, five hookers, bringing back an Asian concubine.
That's pretty damn good.
That is good.
Let me see who's on this line. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi, who's this?
Greg.
Gregory, what's your Father's Day fantasy?
My Father's Day fantasy is that I come home one day after a hard day of work, find 20 of my fellow union brothers, big black union brothers at home, having fun with my wife, no holes barred, and leave her like a glazed Krispy Kreme donut.
Oh my.
Oh, dear. Okay. Well, unfortunately, that could not continue.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Wow.
I'd like to know where that was going.
Yeah.
I would love to hear the end of that.
Don and Mike Show, hello. Who's this?
This is Scott.
Scott. Scott, what's your Father's Day fantasy, please?
Okay. After my wife wakes me up and pleasures me and makes me breakfast in bed, she announces that the kids are going to clean my garage and wash my cars while she's arranged for my good friend Buzz to come pick me up. And he's going to smoke me up on my way to my golf date with my other good friend Mike. And after we play this round of golf, Buzz and I smoke some more and go over to our good friend Don's house. And, well, I let Don whoop my ass playing some Xbox football, Madden football. And at which point...
God, you're gay.
Bye!
Jesus Christ.
Hey, it's his fantasy.
You have to admire his taste.
I'm going to put wants to play with us.
Gay, 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 gay.
Let's try another fellow. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's your name, chap?
Hey, this is Todd.
Hi, Todd.
Todd.
What's your Father's Day fantasy, Todd?
Well, first off, the kids are going to have to go to Grandma's because kids just shouldn't be around this day. There's some things that are going on they shouldn't see. But first off, I'd like to get my wife to agree to let me chip her. So
to let you what?
Chip her?
I want to chip her. Put a chip in the back of her brain and basically...
chip her, like put a chip inside of her.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. I like that.
An electronic chip so I can change maybe the voice tone. You know, because I like the Latin spice myself.
Uh-huh.
But she's white as flour, and there's really no way around that.
Uh-huh. All right, so it's like a Stepford Wives thing you've got going on here. Okay.
Put an electronic chip in her brain.
That'd be good. Then, with the newfound control I have, I would solicit her to leave the house and go out and find hordes and hordes of people to knock on the Mormon people's door that live next to me, and all day long they get nothing but religious offers. Because I've told them 3 or 4 times to stop coming over, and it just irritates me. Mm.
You would want people to harass your neighbors?
You're losing me.
Mm-hmm. Bye!
Sorry. Not that. A good
harass fantasy. The Mormons, I didn't get it. He had a whole other issue.
Yeah.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Who is this?
This is Alex.
Alex, what's your Father's Day fantasy, my friend?
My Father's Day fantasy is that this Sunday, my wife would literally disappear, leave me a note with 12 of her best-looking female friends, each one numbered, and each room having a number in my house, so that when she goes to the hotel to log onto her laptop, she can actually have each room and each girl that's assigned to that room watch me through the internet.
Wait a minute. What's going on here?
You want 12 of your wife's friends to come to your house? Then you want your wife to go to a hotel and watch you bang these girls on the internet?
Exactly. While filming it and filming herself doing this.
And while she's filming herself, watching you on TV?
Uh-huh.
So you've got also a TV in the bedroom so you can see her reaction?
No. She's actually going to make me a DVD so I can give it to my kids after they've grown up.
Bye!
You guys are retarded.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the other guy who had the real fantasy, the one that I could live with.
The one that we all really enjoy. That's Michael with the trip to Atlantic City and New York City.
Hey, Robbie, that's the number right there.
Funny he should be named Michael.
Call Brenna.
And that we like his fantasy.
Brenna!
All right, Michael wakes up with a bag of weed, takes a limo to Atlantic City, goes to a great restaurant, then goes to the Waldorf Astoria with a suite where 5 of New York's escorts show up, and his favorite one, the Asian one, he brings back to Maryland to serve as a babysitter and concubine.
Hey, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Hi there, my friend. Now, listen, Mike was taking a shortcut with that story. When we get your lovely wife on the phone, Brenna, you must be as detailed as you were with us.
No, not a problem.
Very good. Good. Hope she's a good sport. How old are your kids, Michael?
It's my first Father's Day. Yay!
Oh, you got a little baby at home.
Wow.
He's
so jaded and it's only his first Father's
right,
Day.
Isn't that terrific?
Right on schedule.
Oh, my God. It's all uphill from here. I do not know how to tell you this. Hold on a second, please. Hold on.
Hi, Brenna. It's Rob with the Don and Mike Radio.
Ah, here we go.
Very good.
Yeah.
Mike on with us, and he's playing a Father's Day game, but for him to win his prize, we need to put you on the radio with him. Can we put your
beautiful.
Okay, hang on. Be on the radio, okay?
All right, we've got Brenna coming on right now.
Thank you, Robbie. Which line is that, please?
Five.
Line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hello, is this Brenna?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Brenna. I'm Don. This is my buddy, Mike. How
Hello.
Are you?
Hi, guys.
Hi there. You know, Father's Day is this Sunday.
Right.
And we have your husband, Mike, on the line.
Uh-huh.
And he told us what a very special wife and mother you are.
Oh, that's very nice of him to say.
And he also shared with us his Father's Day fantasy.
Because, you know, we were talking and we said guys don't really often tell their wives, their girlfriends, the mother of their children, exactly what it is that would... And is that the beautiful child that I hear in the background?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wonderful. And how's the baby doing?
He's doing just fine. He's
very
being
good.
A nosy neighbor.
Wonderful.
I think you're really going to be touched by this. Here is your husband, Mike, now, who's going to tell you about his fantasy Father's Day, which we hope you can make happen for him on Sunday.
All right.
Mike?
Hi, honey.
Hi.
I hope I don't ruin any surprises you have for me this Sunday. So I'm just going to tell you what I want, and I hope I don't ruin it.
All right.
Go ahead, Mike.
Okay. Well, I wake up this Sunday morning, and you have left an envelope on the bed. And I notice that the envelope is kind of bulky. So I open it up, and what's inside but a big, fat bag of nugs. I'm talking about the finest, kindest marijuana ever grown.
Kind.
Okay. And there's a little note with it, and it says, here's your wake and bake. The limo will pick you up in an hour. So I get myself ready, and I get in the limo, and we're off to Atlantic City to play some No Limit Texas Hold'em.
Yeah.
And when I get to Atlantic City, you've also left in the note that there's reservations.
I like hearing the kid in the background.
Baby's a nice
and
touch.
Bobby Flay's, my choice, whichever one I want.
for lunch, and I eat lunch, and I go down, I kick ass at the tables. Heck, maybe I even win a tournament or something, right? And after I'm done playing cards, the limo is going to take me to New York City.
Notice she's not saying anything.
Reserve a suite at the Waldorf Astoria for me. And when I walk into the room, there's going to be a big bottle of champagne and strawberries awaiting me and a nice silk robe hanging up, and I'm going to get myself comfortable. And then there's going to be a knock on the door, and that knock is going to be five of New York City's finest escorts. And they're going to be dressed to the hilt in their nice business suits, their hair's up, they got the glasses on, the heels, the hose, the whole thing. And I'm just going to sit back and watch them parade around the room, maybe do a little lesbo stuff. They're going to undress each other, and I'm going to pick which one I want to start with. And I figured that the Asian one is going to be the one I want to start with, because she's not the hottest one of the five, but she's definitely, definitely hot. So after all this goes down and I get to sleep in the next morning, and the limo, of course, is going to pick me up again and bring me back to Maryland, I'm going to bring you home a little treat, and that's going to be that Asian escort, which will be our faithful servant and concubine that will spend each night rubbing our feet to sleep. What do you think?
Wow. Well, how'd you guess? Man, you ruined the surprise.
Right, she's a good sport there, Michael.
Pretty good.
Now I'm going to have to just go get you a Home Depot gift card or something.
Oh, give him the credit. He did say it to her just like he said it to us.
He did. I love that story. Yeah. I really do.
Listen, Mike, the good news for you here is that you got $500.
Woo-hoo!
That was a real fantasy. And, Brenda, the good news for you is that unlike some of the other fantasies we had, you get to live.
You get to live. That's right.
some of the other ones we had.
I remember the one in particular was that was Pat, who, well, his kids introduced him to Jenna Jameson, the porn star, and right after that, his wife fell off the balcony onto the spikes of the fence. Right.
She was impaled.
I'm glad I'm still around.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
My wife absolutely loves your Craig Wilson, and she doesn't get enough of it. So you're going to have to.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Thank you, Brenna.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good Father's Day. And, Brenna, seriously, you know,
think about
even
it.
Though we're kidding.
You might want to think about that Asian concubine thing.
Even though we're kidding, there's always some truth in jokes.
Yes, absolutely. Just remember that.
Well, happy Father's Day, guys.
And don't let Junior take you away from the reason that there is a Junior.
That's right.
Amen,
you know
brother.
I'm talking about it.
Want to babysit?
She does her job.
She does her job.
Yeah, all right, Michael. You the man.
Thanks. Hold on a second.
That's a happy
she
marriage.
She does
right
her job.
God damn.
Wow. I kind of envy the guy.
Of course.
I really envy the guy, you know?
We got one more. Rob had a real good one.
Oh, yeah.
And this is one that
is this Rob's fantasy?
Yeah, I've heard it for a long time. I know it by heart.
Okay.
It starts out, the kids are not, or I guess they're at my mom's house.
Right.
Because we wake up on Father's Day, and I'm alone in bed. But I hear something in the bathroom, and I go in, and the shower's running.
Oh.
And Carrie's in the shower, but she's so still. And then I remembered there was something I meant to tell her, and that is I altered the temperature on the hot water heater. And I call to her. I say, Carrie, and there is no answer. And I call louder, Carrie, and again, no answer. And I look, and the body is there, just so lifeless.
Yeah.
It's burned to death.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Oh, God. In the shower.
I got to stop laughing because I'm making
an
it
odd,
worse.
An odd smell hangs in the air.
Of course.
Scalding hot water.
Oh, dear.
But
wow.
Never cleaner.
Right.
And never cleaner.
That's your fantasy, huh?
And it's Father's Day. So then there's breakfast.
Uh-huh. Right to breakfast.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not sure how it ends, but that's always how it starts.
Oh, God. Bravo. Oh, happy Father's Day, everybody.
God.
Man, oh, man.
It's too bad you don't believe in God, Buzzer. You can say that, too. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Okay, let's see. Oh, Stink!
Yeah, Stinky.
Stink.
Yeah,
stink,
now, is it Stinker? We'll ask him. Yeah.
Stink. The Stinker when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.